This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The economy created fewer jobs in February, but hiring is still strong. I'm David Brancaccio. The numbers for February are in. The number of additional people getting paychecks last month came in higher than expected, 311,000, but hourly wages did not go up that much, just 0.2%. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial here in New York. Welcome.
Good morning, David.
I mean, it looks contradictory to me, this report, but the bond market seems pretty persuaded that this is a sign of a little bit of cooling.
A little bit of cooling. Yeah. I mean, the biggest contrast between January and February employment reports, January was unambiguously strong. All of the ancillary data supported the strength story. In February, there's a modest uptick in the unemployment rate. There's weakness in manufacturing, but the service sector is still just booming.
Yeah, red hot, it looks like here from the data.
Huge gains in leisure and hospitality, education and healthcare. Those are the usual suspects, but also 50,000 jobs added in retail.
Now, the unemployment rate ticked up.
This is good news in the sense that the number of people hired increased, but the labor force grew faster than employment this month. So it is definitely a good thing. It's not likely, therefore, to dissuade the Fed, for example. First of all, because 3.6% is still a crazy low unemployment rate, but also because we have seen participation increase in the past, but it's been slow and sort of irregular. You can't count on it continuing.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist, FHN Financial. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Banking stocks in the U.S. and Europe are down again today after a run at a California bank favored by tech startups. Officials halted trading in Silicon Valley Bank stock today after its price was cut in half during overnight trading. Other bank shares are falling, with the S&P index of banking stocks down another 3% right now. More broadly, the Dow is down 51.2%. The S&P is down 0.6%. The NASDAQ is down 1.1%. Government bonds are way up this morning. The 10-year interest rate is down dramatically at 3.75%. Some of this is money looking for a safe haven in treasuries, given those banking jitters. President Biden rolled out his budget proposal for the coming accounting year. It's a wish list that also shapes the 2024 race for the presidency. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Biden's budget proposal is a Democratic policy agenda, but it's also a Democratic campaign agenda.
They're setting up the areas that there's going to be a fight.
Kathleen Searles teaches political communication at Louisiana State University.
So what I imagine is, if I'm a strategist in the thinking about Biden's reelection, then I know that this debt ceiling fight is looming, is coming.
Even if Congress raises the debt limit, the fight over deficits will carry into 2024, says Michael Franz, co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project.
And so Democrats are going to be pushing for higher taxes on corporations and the wealthy, in addition to investments for the middle class. And Republicans are going to be about reducing the size of government, lowering taxes, and reducing spending.
The narratives about the budget are probably going to sound a lot like sneak previews of next year's campaign ads. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
They're talking oil, gas, renewables, and war in Europe at a big conference in Houston now called CERA Week, C-E-R-A, from its roots in an outfit called Cambridge Energy Associates, but it's now run by S&P Global. Andy Euler is a familiar voice on this program, and this year is a research fellow in a partnership with the University of Texas and Columbia University. Andy, howdy.
Hey, David.
The world energy flows are being shaped by Russia's war on Ukraine, and that's a focus where you are now?
Oh, absolutely. There's been a real shift to an emphasis on energy security. I keep hearing those words together. I spoke with BP's chief economist Spencer Dale about what he feels are the main themes at this year's conference, too.
Prior to the war in Ukraine, if you'd been in the BP boardroom, almost all of the focus had been on the importance of decarbonization and the road to net zero. And I think as a result of the war in Ukraine, you can see it here, a recognition that we also need to take account of other aspects of the energy system.
It's what folks at conferences like this call the energy trilemma: affordability, security, sustainability.
Trilemma, right. Climate change and renewables too, right? With people searching for a path at first to net zero, as he mentioned, carbon out equals carbon in to stop the greenhouse effect from destabilizing the weather and raising the levels of the ocean.
Absolutely. We're still talking about that. Don't get me wrong. There's talk of the need to put greenhouse gas emissions down to effectively monitor things like methane emissions. That's been a big focus here, too, which is really interesting. We're talking about natural gas production. There's also the potential for emerging technologies like carbon capture and storage. But access to energy when folks most need it lingers in the background of all of these discussions.
Now, the U.S. Congress passed and the president signed the Inflation Reduction Act late last summer, the biggest piece of climate legislation in the country's history. People at that conference will be watching, I assume, what the government money really means for their future.
No, without a doubt, there are people whose job it is just to sort of navigate this new legislation. Folks at BP, who I talked to, used words like really excited to describe the reaction to the IRA. They said the climate law has made the U.S. the most lucrative place in the world for green hydrogen development, which is really interesting. There's certainly an interest for companies down here to figure out exactly how to access those resource carrots, right? I mean, in that bill, we're trying to incentivize lower carbon emissions, green technologies, things like that. But again, like I said earlier, energy access and affordability seem to rule the discussion this week in Houston.
Andy Euler, currently a UT and Columbia research fellow at this Houston gathering that's billed as the most prestigious energy and utility conference in the world. Andy, thanks.
You got it, David.
Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jess Enduler and Nick Esposito. And I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.